December 18, 1929, Ardor of Love. Specialties of the three ardors of love of our Lord. The devouring love, and how it devoured all souls. Tears of baby Jesus. I was thinking about the incarnation of my sweet Jesus in the maternal womb of the celestial sovereign. And my sweet Jesus, coming out of my interior, clasped me in his arms with an unspeakable tenderness, and told me, "My daughter, creation was ardor of love, and was so intense and great, that overflowing from our divine being, it invested the whole universe and diffused everywhere. And our fiat, pronouncing itself and operating in this, our rays of love, that ran and ran without being able to stop if not when it spread everywhere and gave its first kiss of love to all creatures, who did not yet exist. Its kiss of love was kiss of joy, of happiness, which it impressed on all generations, and our divine fiat, that ran together with it, did not content itself with only kisses, but, pronouncing itself, formed suns, heavens, stars, seas and earth, and everything that can be seen in the great void of the universe. So, the ardor of our love in creation was ardor of celebrating love, of happiness, of joy, with which we were to play with and delight all creatures. On the other hand, in incarnating myself in the maternal womb, our ardor of love which, as we could not contain it, overflowed from us and did the same rays as in creation, was ardor of love, of tenderness, of compassion, of mercy, and it put at risk the life of a God in order to find man and give him its kisses of love, tender and compassionate, its kisses of forgiveness, and enclosing the life of all creatures within its sea of love, it gave them the kiss of life, laying down its life of love to give life to man. Our love reached the excess in the incarnation, because it was not, as in creation, love that celebrates, that rejoices, but sorrowful love, suffering love, sacrificed love, that would give its life to make a prey of the life of man. But our love is not yet content. Place your hand upon my heart and feel how strongly it beats, to the point that I feel it explode. Prick up your ears and hear how it seethes, almost like a stormy sea which, forming its gigantic waves, wants to overflow outside to invade everything and everyone. It wants to do its third race of love, and in this ardor of love it wants to form the kingdom of my divine will. This ardor of love of ours will unite together that of creation and that of my incarnation, and will make them one. And it will be ardor of triumphing love, and will give its kiss of triumphant love, of conquering love, of love that went over everything to give its kiss of perennial peace, its kiss of light that will put to flight the night of the human will, and will make the full day of my divine will arise, which will be the bearer of all goods. How I long for it! Our love seethes so much within me, that I feel the necessity to let it overflow outside. And if you knew what relief I feel when, pouring it out with you, I speak to you of my divine volition. The ardor of my love, that gives me the delirious fever, calms down, and feeling refreshment, I put myself at work so that all may be my will in your soul. Therefore, be attentive, and let me do. After this, my poor mind was wandering within the love of my sweet Jesus, and I saw, before me, a great wheel of light, burning more than fire, which contained as many rays for as many creatures as had come and will come out to the light of the day. And these rays invested each creature and, with sweet enrapturing strength, captured them into the center of the great wheel of light, where there was Jesus, waiting for them from the womb of his love in order to devour them, not to make them die, but to enclose them within his little humanity, so as to make them be reborn, grow and to nourish them with his devouring flames to give them new life, the life all of love. My little Jesus, just newly conceived, enclosed within himself the great birth of all generations, more than a tender mother who encloses the birth from herself, to deliver it to the light, formed by his love, but with unheard of pains, and even with his death. Then, my tender Jesus, in the middle of that chasm of flames, so very little, told me, Look at me and listen to me. My daughter, in the middle of this chasm of flames I breathe nothing but flames. And in my breath I feel that the flames of my devouring love bring me the breath of all creatures. My tiny little heart palpitates flames which, extending, capture the heartbeats of all creatures and place them inside my heart. And I feel all heartbeats palpitating in my little heart. Everything is flames. Flames spot my tiny little hands, my immobile little feet. Ah! How demanding is my love! In order to enclose me completely and make me give life to all, it put me in the middle of a devouring fire, and, oh! How vividly I feel the sins, the miseries, the pains of all. I am still little, yet, I am spared nothing. I can say, all evils have fallen inside and outside of me. And in the midst of these devouring flames, loaded with so many pains, I look at everyone and, crying, I exclaim, my love has given me everyone back as gift. It gave them to me in creation, and they escaped from me. It gives them to me again in conceiving me in the womb of my mama. But, am I sure that they will not escape from me? Will they be mine forever? Oh! How happy I would be if all would not escape from me. Their pains would be refreshment for me if all of my dear children, the dear birth from me, conceived in my little humanity, were safe. And, crying and sobbing, I looked each one in the face to move them with my tears. And I repeated, my dear children, do not leave me, don't go away from me anymore. I am your father, do not abandon me. Oh please. Recognize me, have pity at least on the fire that devours me, on my ardent tears, and all because of you, because I love you too much. I love you as God, I love you as most passionate father, I love you as my life. But do you know, little daughter of my divine volition, what was the greatest interest of my love? That of devouring, in creatures, their human will, because it is the origin of all evils. And in spite of all its devouring flames, it formed clouds so as not to let itself be burned. Oh! What tortured me the most was the human will, which not only formed clouds, but formed the most sorrowful scenes in my very humanity. Therefore, pray that my divine will be known and reign in it. And then will you be able to call me the happy Jesus. Otherwise, my tears will not cease. I will always have reason to cry over the lot of poor humanity, as it lies under the nightmare of its miserable will.